Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Happy December.
How about that? Yeah, rent's due.
It's December. Rent's due. And
let me go ahead and pay
25
that
more days. You got what?
You got Crimma? The big day.
Crimma.
You know what we did yesterday, Figgy? After Thanksgiving?
Tree went up.
Tree up.
Hey!
Okay.
All the decorations.
A little too late, though, man.
Outside lights.
A little too late.
That's exactly
perfect time.
Right on time.
A little too late.
Perfect.
A little too late to a lot of folks out there.
That just reminded me. I was supposed to help my mom's put up her tree. I definitely left without doing that.
You said peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all have fun.
Yeah, so 713-572-4610. What's the most cheapskate thing you ever done or seen somebody do? While you guys are thinking about that, I bet you money this probably won't hold a candle to what y'all about to send in. So it's a show on TLC called Extreme Cheapskates.
Oh, no.
And here's a lady out here doing something so nasty. And it made me think twice about if I'm ever going over somebody else's house for dinner.
Oh, there's a packaged cake. That looks perfectly good. Carrot cake. Oh, smells very good, actually.
Let's
see if there's anything else in here.
Oh, don't tell me that's what I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there's another cake in this box.
That crumple.
This looks perfectly good.
Sounded like it might be waste.
Smells good, too.
Hey, excuse me, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm just seeing if you have any salvageable food in your bags. I'll close it up and leave it clean.
You can't do that, man.
Dressing up as a bum didn't work this time. Although it didn't really scare me, because once the trash hits the curb, it is public property and it is legal for us to
hit the trash. That's what I thought. That's what
it's
I thought.
My dumpster dive food directly out of the package. But since I'm having guests over, I'm going to heat up the food in pot. Turkey meat loaf meal with two sides. Smells okay. Chicken asparagus with two sides.
This lady dumpster diving in the back of a grocery store.
To entertain.
Yeah, that's the thing I have a problem with. Weirdly enough, if you want a dumpster dive, there is something to be said about our society of food waste. Because, like, again... Yeah. We all get finicky in the store where we're like, that's a little close to expiration date. I don't want it. So, there's some things that are actually technically fine if you eat them then that get thrown out.
If you eat them.
Right. Yes. I cannot
She's
imagine.
Serving up some people, man.
Offering to someone else.
Oh, God.
Something
man.
That I pulled out the trash.
Oh, my God.
Mama would jump through wherever she is and slap the living hell out of me.
Oh,
How
man.
About you find out after the fact
oh,
where
God,
she got
man.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, we and that point. We might be Trayvon Morrigan.
Doing what comes natural.
We might be Trayvon Morrigan it or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was awful, man.
I didn't know. That took a twist.
Yeah.
I figured it was dumpster diving, but then it took a twist with we're having some people over.
Yeah, get a little meatloaf right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
why
God.
Are all the plates different? No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Do you guys have any cheapskate type of stories that you do? Hopefully not to this extreme.
Maybe because it's Thanksgiving, but this happened a few years ago. There was a it was a boyfriend of sister-in-law at the time. No longer her boyfriend, by the way, which is good news. We're all at Thanksgiving. You know how everybody brings everything and it's all community property. And if you bring a bottle of wine, it stays there. You bring a case of beer, it stays there. He brought a six pack of his own beer.
He's like, this for me.
Put it in the refrigerator. I think he drank two or three and then went into the refrigerator when they left.
See ya.
And got the got the last three.
He didn't even bring like a case.
No, he brought a six pack
That's
for
him
and took what he didn't drink.
And here's the thing. The problem is, I would like to make fun of myself and be like, I've done something similar where I went to like a house party or something and I knew that they would have drinks that I didn't like. So I bought, but I brought enough that if anybody else wanted any, that they could have it. And then nobody wanted any. I was like, all right, that's fine.
It stays.
Yeah. But like the idea that you like, this is just for me.
A six pack.
A six pack.
And I'm taking it to go is insane.
Yeah. I usually buy too much because usually I'll be thinking like maybe a 12 pack. I'm like, you know what? Let me go 24 just in case.
Yeah.
So I don't want nobody to say nothing. So I usually buy too much.
Yes.
This feels like a winner on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text from the, what was it? Well, 713 is fair. They're like breaking up with wimp people before Christmas or Valentine's Day so you don't have to buy a gift. That's definitely cheap. But from the 901, they said the most cheapskate thing that they've ever seen was somebody bring their own cheese into Burger King, order a Whopper, and then put the cheese on it. That 30 cent was really messing you up, huh? They were like, I'll be damned. 50 cent for cheese? I'll bring my guy cheese at the house.
I got some sharp cheddar in my shirt pocket. I got a little slice of sharp cheddar in my shirt pocket. It's going on this burger.
Yeah. The one I probably do, not all the time, but whenever I go to Chipotle, and you know how they ask, hey, do you want to drink a large or a small?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm eating there, I'd never say large, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you get a refill.
That's probably more smart than being cheap, but mm-hmm. I never understood the whole, let me get a large drink, and I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I just keep getting refills, and once I'm getting ready to go, I'm going to refill it up to the top. This is probably cheap. I get probably no ice or little tiny ice
mm-hmm.
so I can have more soda or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely do that. And if that's cheap, then I'll be that.
That's a good cheap, though. Mm-hmm. That's not like a nasty.
The drink come out cold anyways.
That's more of a hack.
Yeah.
Like that's a fast food hack. More than like cheap is like what you talked about or that stupid old boyfriend of my sister-in-law's.
Yeah.
I love that cheese one. The dumpster diving and then serving to other people. That one upsets me. But the idea that's like cuz they do be overcharged for cheese. Like this cheese do not cost 75 cents like you're trying to charge me right now.
What's
happening?
Damn near a dollar, man. Yeah. You're like, damn. But yeah, keep sending them in, 713-572-4610. As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, so we going from cheapskates to somebody actually racking up some money in a legal way.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you guys saw this, but I guess it's a little illegal side hustling going on in the parking lots of NRG.
I heard about this.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen this? Yeah, so you might be paying the part, but some folks might be taking your payment and racking up some cash.
Mm-hmm.
So here is, this is KPRC2, shout out to Bryce Newberry with this story.
A $200,000 side hustle, now criminal charges for three NRG Park parking attendants. Three employees are accused of using personal square card readers for a scheme that lasted about a year. They profited more than $211,000 from people coming to park here at NRG for events, including Texans games, according to Houston police investigators, who say they did more than 7,000 transactions with usernames on their devices like NRG2 and NRG Parking.
How clever is this scheme?
It's a very difficult one to really assess because they are usually using the actual name for the venue. So it can be very challenging for someone who's parking there to know what is real and what isn't, unfortunately.
The BBB's best advice is to get a receipt and prepay for event parking online if possible. NRG Park wouldn't comment on this case, but encourage guests to confirm the parking price before paying and always scan the official QR code that's displayed on signs here. Houston police are still investigating.
Man, they was racking up some money, man.
That's terrifying, though.
Oh, well.
I mean, a lot of people under the sound of our voices are going to those lots.
May well have done it.
And may well have just been gotten taxed by people that they trusted to, you know.
Now, I thought I had that same mindset until I started looking at the comments on Instagram.
Oh, really? Okay. And you always got to check the comments.
Yeah, I'm trying to check the streets, kind of see what they saying. And I'm going to read some of the comments that was under this. Here's one. I don't care what I'm paying. As long as my car's still there, I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it's probably a cheaper price, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Rather than walking 2 miles or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else said, out hustling the hustlers.
See, that's kind of where I was going, Figgy. Do you have any other comments first?
Yeah, let me read through them real quick. The real crime is paying for parking to a stadium that taxpayers funded.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody else said, I parked at the venue in Dallas. Sign said $45, and attendant said it would be $45 card or $20 cash. I asked no further questions.
Now that's
a hustle. I handed that man a crisp $20 bill.
Now that's a hustle. I had not accounted for what happens if the price all of a sudden goes down and they pocketing it. I can't say how I feel about that one, but I thought you were paying full price and it was just not going to the right place and maybe you would have the risk of something happening.
Yeah, here's where I'm going with it. It's wrong, it's illegal, and they're probably going to go to jail.
Yeah.
But I kind of respect the creativity here. Like, they went so far.
They've been getting away with it for 2 years.
With the calling themselves NRG or NRG2. And think about it. You talk about the most gullible marks, and not even a mark or whatever, victims. Like, I pull up in parking, whether it's a concert or, you know, something I'm paying for. You just give them the card. You don't think about what's the QR code.
But see, the thing
you don't think about.
See,
that.
The thing is, people that park there, they don't really give a damn.
You just give it to them.
As long as my car's still there, I'm good. I mean, it's parking.
Yeah.
If it's $30 and I'm paying $30 to park right there, and I come back out,
I don't care
my car,
where it goes.
Yeah.
Like I said, I respect their effort. They're criminals, and they deserve what they're going to get. But I thought it was pretty damn creative.
At least they hit for a good lick before that they got.
Yeah,
can you imagine like one event and they're like, hey, come talk to me.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about your behavior.
Now the people at NRG might not be too happy about this.
No, they will not.
It seemed like the people in the comments was like, man, that was a good hustle, man. Good run.
Speaking of comments here, man, y'all know some cheapskates for real. Mm-hmm. 281, I can't judge this one too much. College roommate worked as a waiter in an expensive steakhouse. If he saw a diner not finishing their steak, kept an eye on it, took the plate to the back, ate the leftover steak if it was not eaten off of. I am here to tell you that happens a lot more than you care to believe in the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some crazy ones. 361, this person ought to be ashamed of themselves. Have a person who tailgates with us. Bring one link of sausage and a six pack only for him.
Man.
But one link.
But he's the first to grab fajitas and food and good beer.
Of course.
See, this is the thing. Don't text this to me. Text that to him. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, we just got to talk about this straight up. You're not going to come up here and just steal from the tailgate.
At this point, you just got to go up to him like, dog, what are you doing?
Come on, man.
I love this because this happens all the time. Sorry, I know you got other stuff.
No, this was perfect.
But he marked a bookcase at a garage sale for a quarter. And someone talked him down to a nickel.
It's a quarter, man.
It's a bookcase. It's a bookcase.
But you know what? That person does it for the love of the game.
Yeah,
it don't matter. They're like, exactly. I got to haggle. I can't just come here and not buy it.
Imagine you got this bookcase. Would you take a nickel? I marked it for a quarter.
You want to get some more of that? Put something on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God.
No matter what the price is, they're going to be like, hey, I'll give you $1 for it. You're like, dog, I'm charging $2 for this.
Yeah. You could put something up there free if you come pick it up. It's like, all right, but what if you deliver it?
It's crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. So, Lopez, are you just kind of curious, are you familiar with the rap group De La Soul?
Oh, that one I am.
De La Soul, okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
one I am.
So De La,
you've been throwing some curveballs at me lately.
Really? Okay.
That one I am.
Sometimes I just be thinking like, do we know who
yeah.
this is?
Yeah, yeah.
So De La Soul, they dropped an album a couple weeks ago. Really great album. If you're an old school hip hop fan, Lopez, you should check it out.
I think especially with what you just said.
Yeah, it's a really good album.
Yeah.
But they were on a podcast recently just talking about the album and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And this podcast have a Twitter page. And it tweeted this. De La Soul knew the elite company he were around and immediately had to lock in. So that kind of struck a lot of people like, wait a minute, this is a group. This is like saying Florida Georgia Line knew what he was talking about when made this country album. And to be fair, I think it was kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. And I bring that up to say this. What's a group or artist you thought were a group or a solo act?
Well, the big one there.
I got a list.
Did you know that Tame Impala was just one guy?
Yep.
That one happens all the time.
That's actually on the list.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for the longest. I thought that was a group.
Yeah.
And I got some more on this list.
Trying to think of some. Go ahead.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, The Weeknd.
A lot of people thought The Weeknd was a group.
I recall that time.
There's one person. His name is Abel.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person. Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought for the longest, I thought that was a group.
No, it is a group. Boston is a group.
Boston's a group.
Boston is a group, but they have, they're more identical. It's like Steve Perry back with Journey. Like, Journey's a group, but people just think of Steve Perry, you know?
Any other ones?
Yeah. No, yeah. I was trying to think. Okay. Jade is an R&B group named Jade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's three ladies in it.
I just thought of the one, Sade.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Sade, because obviously you have Fela Sade Adu, right, who is the front woman. But the band is actually named Sade, and everybody's like, oh, it's a band?
Yeah.
See, that's kind of up there kind of with Boston a little bit, where it was just kind of like a, you know, everybody else, but you got that one person that's like the face of it.
The one that was always way back in the day, Alice Cooper.
Yep.
People thought that was a woman.
Which, understand how you get there.
Yeah, a couple of the ones I got on here, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I always thought Lynyrd Skynyrd was a person.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that was a group. Same thing with Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And this was back when I really wasn't into classic rock like that.
Yeah.
I always hear Pink Floyd. I thought it was a person.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Steely Dan. Mm-hmm.
Steely Dan. Yeah. I can see how you get there.
I thought that was a...
dude.
Just a person. It sounded,
and he was Steely.
And I mean, it was basically just two dudes.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of session players.
I thought that was kind of funny how a lot of stuff that people thought was maybe one person, but it was really a group.
Someone on the YouTube page said, I used to think Jagged Edge was one dude.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. No, I can 100% see that. All right, just get you out of here with this. Special salute to Aaron Wilson, man, because he asked the one question that I've been thinking about for the longest. What's up with Jimmy Ward?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We got an answer, and the answer is no update.
Which is weird because, I mean, he is technically, he's off the commissioner's exempt list and everything. I know that he still has some civil lawsuits going on. But
you could play through that.
You could play. No criminal stuff.
Yeah.
So is this just the foot injury? How severe and how serious is it? Because
no
D'Amico didn't even give you a, oh, well, he's working. There was just like no update. Are they just keeping him away from the team? Because they do need safety help right now.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is. Like, I know he was going through an injury with the foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that's healed. Is he good to go? Or is they just saying, you know what, just take the rest of the year? I have no idea, but. I haven't heard this name.
I think
name
we
at
have
all.
A little bit of an idea.
I mean, we do, but we haven't heard nobody say anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if it's injury related or is it related to the off the field situation.
Mm-hmm. And I typically go like 2 weeks and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Ward's a thing. And right when Jalen Reed got hurt, that was when my brain went, was like, damn, where is Jimmy Ward?
Yeah, I actually thought about that a couple days ago. I'm like, have anybody, any update on Jimmy Ward? What's going on?
Yeah.
No update.
All right. whatever that means. All right, but that's Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. in fact, on this program. You can catch it at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see anything mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next is get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we do that, I want to go around the AFC South. Big questions for each of those. But then also, I kind of want to throw out a thought that came to mind for me and see if it makes sense to anybody else besides me. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.